position that these sons of God were the fallen angels instead of being the descendants of Cain. Now, it may well be, folk, that in the time this flesh line became what it was, and later on, as we notice, it develops into a condition that demanded the flood, lest mankind just literally be destroyed, no longer be a human being as God would have him to be. It may well be that demon spirits might have had quite a bit to do with the daughters of Cain. And we know there was the intermarriage. The sons of God, the line of faith, are the sons of Seth, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of them, you see. And this brought about a situation that says that it produced giants, literally monstrosities. We are approaching a situation like that now if we aren't already into it to a great extent. I do not believe in industry or anything else taking the advantage of the woman who may be forced to work. And there are those who will work the woman because he doesn't have to pay her as much as he would a male employee. Now, that's not right. And it's a thing that has brought about, to some degree, this liberation movement, women's lib. But actually, what it's going to go into is going to create a worse situation than one of the evils that helped bring it about, you see. And I think we're going to see where woman is going to get out, the majority of them, so out of the place that God made for them. Listen, folk, we are to have freedom in law. We are to have freedom within the will of God. Not freedom outside the will of God, because that is ruination. But freedom within the will of God.
Brother Farrar?
Yes.
Going back just a little bit up here, but the name of God has a great significance, like you said a while ago. But those first 10 names of that faith line preach.
Right.
Adam to Noah.
Mm-hmm.
They preach the gospel of Christ.
Right.
Those names do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe those names were inspired.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. They preach the gospel.
Yeah. Folks, there are so many things that we just look upon as being incidental in God's word, when the wonder is that behind every word is great, great, great significance. But our little teeny minds and everything are so slow to grasp it. And then another great fault is that too few recognize, I believe the Bible is the inspired word of God, the inerrant word of God. Yes. How much of it? All of it. How much of it do you preach? And there comes the rub. Well, I don't know very much about it. Okay, what are you doing about learning more of it? So that you can tell others. There was a cry made one time, my people perish for lack of what?
Knowledge.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. All right. Now, the descendants of Cain are known, we believe, as the line of flesh, and from them came the daughters of men, Whereas the line of Seth is the line of faith. Again, we're called upon to witness God's purpose in man and how he worked things to that end in the account of Noah and the flood. It was a dark day as the sons of God looked upon the daughters of men and married them, no doubt perhaps practicing polygamy, thus breaking down the line of demarcation between the faith line and the flesh line. We've already mentioned that some hold that the sons of God mentioned were the angels who fell in Jude 6. Now we notice that angels are spoken of in a sexless way, and we are told specifically that they do not marry. Matthew 22 and 30. The monstrosities or the giants were not the result of an heavenly admixture. When the apostasy goes so far, Matthew 24:37, there is no remedy but judgment at the hands of God. Noah, who was God's preacher of righteousness, was given 120 years, but apparently he won no converts outside his own household. It may well be that the answer to the unbelief and lack of conviction seen in our day is a Noahic sign of the last days. At any rate, we must continue to preach the truth. Let the gimmicks alone and depend upon God. If nobody is saved, that's God's business.
Brother Brock, do you think this, maybe not, shouldn't get on this, but like when this tribulation period is coming, you know, there could have been people saved after it started raining and that door was shut. Mm-hmm. But they had to die.
Yeah.
Not during the tribulation period, many people are going to be saved.
Yeah, I think so.
But they're going to have to die.
Mm-hmm. It's a question worth at least looking at. It may be speculation, but I have an idea that quite a few of them might have believed that it was going to rain when the water began to get above the highest peak of the mountains of that day, don't you imagine? Incidentally, those of you who are looking into Genesis and early man, talking about the many irregularities, particularly of the skulls that they find, and they look so much like a monkey, that they're saying, well, we sprang from monkeys or baboons or something like that. I was looking at a little something on TV the other day, and it was concerning the baboons. And it was talking about something like that they were the forerunners maybe of man, but they went on their all fours. They hadn't learned how to stand up straight yet, like man stand up, who descended from them. Could it not be that this monstrosity was a degeneration, and what they're finding today are marks of that physical degeneration that was upon people who died in the flood? Are they finding some of their skulls and bones somewhere?
If I understand the meaning of that word Nephilim there, if you've ever been to one of these state hospitals, seen some of these kids, there's some monstrosities. I was there in Porterville. I saw a boy 8 years old whose head would not fit in a cardboard box. Now, I can imagine that, say, 200 years from now, someone digs up that skull. They're going to really have some pretty, I can imagine what they're going to create out of that.
Yes.
And other deformities. I saw kids with their foreheads just pushed almost flat. Elongated heads, and and that's what I get out of that word monstrosity.
Well, I think so. Not only physically, but they were spiritual and mental monstrosities.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we are seeing a lot of that today. And the funny thing to me, fellas, is the fact that it seems that maybe spiritual and mental deformities may carry over into bodily manifestations in offspring.
I think we really have some spiritual monstrosities in the world today because of the simple fact that Christianity and the world does mix. And I don't know how to explain what I'm thinking about, but
look at the religious monstrosities.
And look at the fact that you can start a religious monstrosity and get far more followers quicker than you can. What is one of the fastest growing cults today? Jehovah's Witnesses. And I can almost remember when they got started.
You know, they breed into people the idea that we're better. We're the super ones. You know, Hitler planned to make a super race. And I understand Russia's experiencing with that. And every once in a while they get someone. But then when they crossbreed him or her with another one, they don't always get a superior being. Majority of the time they end up with deformity.
Yeah.
You find out that where Jehovah's Witnesses got started first and they even had more success wasn't in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they come here and work the
same life. Yeah. All right. Now, who only found grace in God's sight?
No one found grace.
All right. And this is the first time now that we have a mention of grace in the Old Testament, so far as a mention by name. But we can go right on back to when God clothed man with skins, that there was grace. And I'm not so sure but what Adam knew something about grace when he named Eve. All right, now there we have it. So there are a lot of points here, details. I guess that we're going to have to just note and move on here because I'm still getting farther behind and I don't like to do that. All right, one thing that we do notice, though, a solemn fact that unsaved men must face, but a sign of the full realization of the blessed hope of the redeemed, is that conditions similar to those of the days of Noah are upon us and herald the fact that Jesus is coming. And Jesus stated when asked, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the age?" He said, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For in those days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Now, I want to note this. Is it wrong to eat? Is it wrong to marry? Well, what simply was wrong here? This was all they were living for.
They just wanted about satisfying their own selves.
Exactly. That's all they were living for. Some people humorously have said, "Well, I live to eat instead of eating to live."
Look at the waistline until they're not lying.
All right. Now, what? Now we know that there is a desire for dainty foods and all of that. And I don't doubt a bit in my mind, but what? We would all, well, there is a good degree of truth in this, what we call the health food fad. There is an element of truth in that up to a point. Some get to think, "Well, if I just eat that all together, then my body's just going to live forever." Oh, no. It's not going to do it because the law of sin and death's at work. We can take better care of it and stave off the day, perhaps.
Why do you think people live longer back then than they do now?
Personally, I think it was because the effect of sin had not developed as we have it today, Brother Henry.
You find it really declined after the flood.
Yes.
Now it's getting down to 30, late 30s heart attacks.
Sure, right. In the early days of our country here, 45 was considered a long age because people died so much younger. Well, we got them now when they get 60, 65, 70, and on up in 80s. Far more, in fact, the business. I think some of them are thinking about the best thing we could do is to take these old people and deformed people and all that, tear them out and dump them in the ocean.
Come on. You got people thinking
about that. Right.
Don't they do that in China, right?
Right. And do you know what, fellas? Now, I'm not saying this because I'll soon be 66 years of age. But somehow or other, industry and everything else get the idea that when you get that age, you're no more good. It was after 65 years of age that Dr. Bogard conceived the idea of these schools. It's true that in many, the effect of sin may have developed in their degeneration to the point that their minds might not be as good. But a mind of experience, and mind you, what you have learned by experience is like learning something in a laboratory. You prove it. So therefore, I think to a great extent, well, they're beginning to see this somewhat, where they're trying to find ways that they can put these people back in the mainstream life because they've got something to contribute. You see?
It seems like you want to get some young blood in there with new ideas and things like this. Of course, untried ideas.
Exactly. That's it. And, folk, that's the reason we're in the condition that we're in. Incidentally, do you all know why Nelson Rockefeller took himself out of the presidential election next year as vice president? You know why?
Be president
himself. No, I don't think he stands a chance. The point is, the state of New York is about as bankrupt as the city of New York. And Nelson Rockefeller was governor 12, 13, I don't know how many years. And I heard economists say all the time that he just spends, that he's going to put him so deep in debt that he'll never come back. That has happened. And John Lindsay was doing the same thing while he was mayor of New York that has brought about this situation. And so I think Mr. Rockefeller just decided my background's too shady in that respect. I won't get anywhere, so I'll just take myself out. Well, what we're talking about, some of these new ideas. These new ideas, and that's what brings up. The same thing happened to the nation of Israel when after Solomon's death, what was the situation there?
No, attack you heavier than day. Yeah.
Right. The king sent out people. Now, who would you want to be my advisors? Some people say, well, you take the old established persons. Others said, no, you take the younger ones. And he took the young ones and split the kingdom.
Yeah.
All right, now we'll just get time maybe to barely introduce this. We note, as outlined in a book by Dr. Lewis T. Talbot, the main situations that are involved here in the days of Noah. So we'll try to get to that tomorrow. We will try to finish it up. So I wish you would try to read the rest of this chapter, if at all possible, so that we can get as far as we can tomorrow in completion.
What did you say you might use in this class after this semester? Because we'll be finished with this field at the end of this semester.
I've got plenty of
material.